Thank you for organizing to invite me here, a lovely big city. I will talk about flow of iterated logarithms of SLV and pre-Schwarzschild derivatives and Schwarzschild derivatives of SLVs. And also I'm going to talk about further exponents unless kappa is equal to 4. And finally, we will discuss about the exceptional set or homogeneous subcontinuity of SLV4. So let me state law of iterated logarithms of Brownian motion first. So limits dt over 2t iterated logarithm of t is equal to 1 or more surely as t tends to infinity. That's the classical law of iterated logarithms for Brownian motion. So let me state Markov's law with iterative logarithms for conformal methods. So f is a block function. I'm going to define this block function later. Then there's an absolute constant C. Such that for all block function f, limit of, so our block function is conformal map from the disk to disk, the limit of real part of f of I theta over square root of log 1 over 1 minus r and log of triple log of 1 minus r, that means log of log of log of 1 over r, and r tends to 1. This one is less than c times block norm of f, and this block norm is defined by supreme of 1 minus z squared times f prime of z, and z is in disk. And also, Pierre Jones has some sort of converse of this statement. So f has block norm less than 1, less than or equal to 1, and if a supremum of modulus of f prime of z is greater than or equal to, I'm sorry, greater than or equal to beta, because we defined this block norm, so we should put this 1 minus z squared. Then for this beta and m, there is the C of n depending on mn beta such that lim sub of this quantity is greater than or equal to some constant depending on n and b and then beta almost everywhere in theta. Here also we have almost everywhere in theta. Okay, using this Markov show that we can compare harmonic measure of image of F with some Hausdorff measure function. So let me state the following Markov theorem. So F is a component from the disk to omega. And let's say omega naught is any point in omega. Let's say that is W naught. And omega is a harmonic measure. And F of D, boundary of F of D with respect to this point omega naught, W naught. Then also there's this function H is positive increasing function, positive increasing L function. This means it is combination of exponential function and logarithmic function. And we also assume that lim of h of t over t is going to infinity as t tends to infinity. So typical example for the L function is the following. T times exponential of capital C times square root of log 1 over t and triple log of 1 over t. Then our harmonic measure is absolutely continuous with respect to Hausdorff measure associated with L function H if and only if lim inf r tends to 1 f prime of r theta divided by 1 minus r squared divided by h inverse of 1 minus r is positive almost everywhere in theta. And also, omega is singular to this Hausdorff measure if and only if the limit is 0. Almost everywhere in theta. No, there's no law of F prime here.
Well, the relationship between conformalness and what you said before is usually that F is conformal and you apply to the function log F prime.
So actually this one will be exponential of real part of logarithm of F prime.
F is a conformal map. Like for a bounded domain, 1 minus r times F prime is going to 0 anyway.
Yeah, this is true.
This is the derivative of the volume.
Yeah, this is the first statement of Markov's theorem. So let me state. I copied this statement from John Garner's and Don Marshall's textbook, and Don Marshall is sitting over there, and then he can verify this statement. Okay, I'll check the statement later, but let me finish the law we traded for the SLA. So I'm going to show you. Limit of y tends to 0 and ft log of ft prime of x plus iy divided by square root of 1 log of 1 over y and tf log of 1 over y has the following quantity. Almost everywhere in X, conditioned on imaginary part of F X plus IY is greater than or equal to C. So here X sub T is a backward flow of SLA. So that means time derivative of F sub T is minus 2 over FT plus square root of kappa B sub T, and F naught of Z is identity. So as a corollary, so harmonic measure of SLE backward flow is absolutely continuous with respect to this Hausdorff measure associated to this L function T if my C, capital C, is bigger than this quantity defined over there. And also, omega is singular to K became of age if capital C is less than. Actually, proof is quite fundamental. We can use stochastic characters. The geometry of this backward flow at the base point is quite different from the other point. So to get rid of this difficulty around this base point, actually we have two different but identical methods. The first one is you can consider scale map of this backward flows, or you can consider imaginary part is slightly bigger than some vector constant small c. If you take the derivative, then take the logarithm, oh yes, I'm sorry. I can. So you took calculus on log of backward flow will give us the following identity. This martingale minus arrow tom, which is some constant depending on kappa times log of so from this identity, actually this term is negligible. This is quite, this is a narrow term comparing to the other two terms. And also then you can observe that this D of log of FT prime is almost complex martingale. So expectation of this logarithm FT prime squared this quantity squared times integral of modulus of this this complex function squared ds. So if you use the following change of variables, you use log of imaginary part of our backward flow, then you will get du is 2 over Ft plus squared kappa times dt squared dt. Actually, this tangential variable was used in Gold and Schramm's paper, Basic Properties of SLEs. To derive every moment of F prime. After this tangential variable, we have integral from u naught to u, and u naught is log of imaginary part of f naught, but f naught was identity, so you get log of y. So we have 1/2 du dv. So it has a size that ⅓ actually minus u naught, which is log of 1 over y as y tends to 0. I forgot to put the other part of log of ft prime in my statement. So rather than this modulus scaled of modulus of log of ft prime, I'm interested in real part of log of f prime. So from this identity, this real part is almost the same as real part of this martingale. So let's consider the real part of this martingale. Then one can easily check that this martingale is 1/2 times. If you use the same tangential variable u here, quadratic variation of this martingale M has the following identity. The WU is real part of or imaginary part of our backward flow. Yeah, M is a martingale. M is a martingale. Sorry. I just copy this part, Martingale part. So then this W is an Ito diffusion. Then it has following, it has this fifth term and this martingale term. If you consider Ito calculus of log of 1 plus W squared, and I will explain why we consider this Ito derivative of log of 1 plus W squared later. But if you consider this, then you will get the following identity. So log of 1 plus W squared was taken, if you think of the simplest case, kappa equals 0. If kappa equals 0, then you will get 4 times this one is just d of log of it. That's a very simple identity. But from this observation, the general value of kappa, you will get this identity. Because now we are almost done. So our job here is to find out the asymptotic behavior of our quadratic variation of martingale M. Then from this identity, we can check that and every value of kappa is cancelled out, and quadratic variation of M is just 1 quarter times log of 1 minus y, as y tends to 0. And it will give you the statement of this law of iterated logarithms for SLE. For fixed value of x, and almost every statement will immediately come from basic measure theory. So then you can also observe that this quantity has the quantity duality property. If you take the boundary of SLE Hall, kappa is can be described by SLE phase of 16 over kappa, if kappa is greater than 4. Thank you. So locally invariant function, principle and derivative of f is defined by log f prime, derivative of log f prime, which is f double prime of f, and Schwarzschild derivative is derivative of LF minus 1 half LF squared. So formally you can take the derivative of this identity with respect to Z variable, then you will get the identity of principles and derivatives. So finally, it is almost complex martingale, and so in this setting, we are interested in the following second moment of principles and derivatives. So as y times 0, the behavior of second moment of principles and derivative, I mean modified principles and derivative. So this scaling factor is to be chosen that this modified is bounded always. So in the case of log of f prime, Schumann load this change variable. So in this case, principles and derivative, we have actually very similar and useful change of variables. And it is called so let me state the change of variable first. It is called Goldstein's identity. Derivative of little derivative of this complex function is actually integrand of our right hand side in this integral. This is Also, if you choose different value of z and w, then it can be polarized. In this way. So using this Goldsmith's identity, the asymptotic behavior of this integral, so let me write down this. You can easily check this asymptotic behavior, the limit of this integrand. Integral is going to 3/2 as y tends to 0, independent of kappa. So in a similar way, limit of modified Schwarzschild squared, expectation of that has the following asymptotic behavior. Conditioned on imaginary part is slightly bigger than some absolute constant C. So formally, if our Schwarzschild is large, then Hausdorff dimension of the image of this conformal map has the following lower bound in Hausdorff dimension. So formally, one can get Hausdorff dimension of the boundary of SLE is some 1 plus some constant over 1 over kappa as kappa tends to infinity. But it is a formal computation. And most this one is true for f is a quasi conformal map. So this is a true statement if f is a quasi conformal map.
If you're not claiming that you can't prove that the dimension of the boundary is bigger than 1, if you can't prove it rigorously, or?
I mean, so this statement is rigorously proven in this case, if F is quasi conformal map. But the other case, we need to work a little bit more. But I think it is not written down rigorously.
But anyway, the first one is a deterministic one where at every point you have uniformly weak.
Right.
This is what you have, but it's not here, it's not on
yeah.
The average.
Right. Actually, this is the statement in average.
Yeah.
Right.
prove.
Yes. So that's the next project,
yeah,
to prove this statement. But still it is form of computation in average. So one can generalize this statement in the following way. So if you use this polarization of Golovkin's identity, then one can show that the hyperbolic distance between Z1 and Z2 is bigger than D, then actually we have decay of correlation. The correlation decays exponentially. So Lord and Schwann proved that our backward flow is fairly continuous. Unless kappa is equal to 4. But as I mentioned before, they show that this exponent is going to 1 as kappa tends to infinity, and h of kappa is going to 1/2 as kappa tends to 0. Because kappa equals 0, our Helga map is square root of z squared minus 4t. But it has local Helga exponent 1/2 only at the base point. So beside this base point, it has local Helga exponent 1, and also you can if you consider this map squared, then you will get Helga exponent 1. Actually, Lee examined their estimate, then I can get our domain, and the image of this F sub t is a Helga domain if h is less than h of kappa, and h of kappa is defined by 1 minus 1 over mu minus square root of 1 plus 1 over mu squared minus 1, where mu is squared. So our Helga exponent has nice Duplantier duality, and kappa equals 4. Formally, our exponent is 0. And also, this exponent has this property for multi-spectral spectrum. Actually, that was observed by Ilya Dindra and Plantier. So the interesting question is, what happens when K factor is 4? So it is conjectural that it has logarithmic type of modulus of continuity in XLE 4. But I have the following partial result. So I will consider the following fictional set. So this written Q, so ZQ is the center of Whitney curve with level 2 to the minus n at level n. And I declare that our Whitney box is bad if this modified derivative is greater than 1 over n to the alpha. So it has a logarithmic scaling on the right hand side. Now for fixed stacks, I will consider Whitney boxes above this fixed stack. So we have Q1 of x and Q2 of x and Q3 of x, and so on. Then I define the exceptional set in the following way. X belongs to E if and only if my Whitney box is bad, infinitely open. And for a very small value of alpha, almost surely, logarithmic capacity of this exceptional set is zero. So note that the measure zero is not an issue here, because according to the law of iterative logarithm, if you think of the exceptional set for the e to the minus alpha n, then you will get always exceptional set should be measure zero. So measure zero is not an issue. So let's consider this piece moment of derivatives at time t equals 1, and I just put modified scaling y to the p in front of expectation. And I'm going to change the following So I enter this new variable t, which is y equals e to the minus 4 over kappa t. And theta is hyperbolic sine inverse of x over y. And my gamma is 4 over kappa plus 1 half. So if kappa equals 4, it is 3 halves. So instead of f, I will consider this new function u. But for the specific value of p, which is 15 over a, our u satisfies this heat equation. Because in general, f satisfies some parabolic equation in x and y, but after changing a variable, our u satisfies heat equation for the particular value of p. And y equals 1, our f is identically 1. So this is our initial condition. So u of t equals 0, I have cosh to the minus gamma theta. So with the initial condition, actually we have an estimate in f, in u and f, let's continue. F is less than some constant times complementary error function of three half square root of t minus one half x over square root of t. I mean theta. E to the 3 theta times complementary error function of conjugate of this. So if y equals 2 to the minus n, this means t equals n log 2, also t has the same size as theta, then one can get the following estimate. And divide by square root of n. Because complementary error function is the tail of the Gaussian distribution. So one can get extra square root of n. So then from this estimate on f, we can get the following estimate on probability of this exceptional event, which is n to the, for the, if we choose our moment is 15 over a, so one can get this estimate on this probability. So 1 over log of logarithmic capacity is subadditive with respect to this set. So that means if our E has diameter bounded by 1, then union of EI bounded by summation of log of logarithmic capacity of EI. So if you use this subadditivity of 1 over log of logarithmic capacity, one can show that expectation of 1 of log of logarithmic capacity is 0. That means logarithmic capacity of E is 0 almost sure. I think I can stop now.